Well, more than a quarter of Americans identify as evangelical Protestants, according to the Pew Research Center. That number is even higher in Texas, and President Trump is counting on those voters to stay with him on Election Day, especially evangelical women in the suburbs. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider talked with some of them and found that their support for the president is not absolute.
Ever since she turned 18, Sarah Damoff has voted her faith. She considered herself a single-issue voter on abortion and supported Republicans. When the Dallas resident couldn't bring herself to vote for Trump in 2016, she wound up voting for a third party instead. After Trump won, she swore she wouldn't do that in 2020.
But here I am again, certain that I do not want to see a second term with Trump, but also not really a fan of the Biden-Harris candidacy. So I, again, feel torn between a third party and a Democratic vote.
For decades, most evangelicals have voted Republican, absorbing the lesson from their communities that the Democratic Party is hostile to their beliefs. But more evangelicals, especially younger women in their 20s and 30s, are wrestling with their vote and their faith this presidential election. For some of his supporters, it seems Trump's policies count more than his character. Here's Kristen Cobb of Northwest Houston.
Trump has protected the unborn. He appointed conservative judges to the judiciary. He supported Israel, and he advocates for religious freedom. And that is something that I believe that, you know, the Word of God tells us that we should be supporting.
And if Trump isn't a perfect vessel, well, no human being is perfect. That's according to Melissa Conway of Friendswood, who says she has personally witnessed Trump growing in his Christian walk.
Is President Trump personally, and through his social media use and his colorful language, a work in progress based upon who Christ is in comparison? Yes, he is. But so am I as a believer.
For many evangelicals, therefore, the choice between Trump and Joe Biden is no choice at all. Here's Kristen Cobb again.
Many of us believe this is actually a fight between good and evil.
But not all evangelicals see Trump as advancing the Word of God. Tess Clark of Dallas was a lifelong Republican. She did not vote in 2016 because she couldn't support Trump, but also didn't want to vote for Hillary Clinton because of abortion. Clark says the Bible urges people to care for the foreigner, the stranger, the poor, and that matters just as much as Trump's stance on abortion.
You know, I kept seeing this over and over again and thinking, man, how could I vote for the current administration when all I see them doing is pushing those specific people and those specific categories further into the margins?
This time, Clark says she's voting for Biden. In fact, there may be a generational dispute developing among evangelicals. Stephanie Martin, a professor at Southern Methodist University, calls this trend the rot in the basement of the Republican Party.
If just, 10% or 15% of younger evangelicals get in the habit of voting for Democrats, that would be ruinous to the Republican Party going forward, because it required 80%, 78% of evangelicals to get Donald Trump elected.
But turning your back on a party tied to your faith isn't easy. That's what Tess Clark learned when she voted for Beto O'Rourke for the Senate in 2018.
I've been called by people that I personally know a baby killer. I've been told I can't be a Christian and vote for Joe Biden.
Clark says it's been hard. But she believes if the gospel isn't good news for the poor and the marginalized, then it's not the gospel. For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.